Let's take a look beyond the headlines now with Peter Dykstra of Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org and DailyClimate.org. He's on the line from Atlanta, Georgia. How you doing, Peter?
I'm doing all right, Steve. How about you?
Yeah, things are pretty good. It's kind of cold, though, still. So what do you got for us? What's going on?
Well, let's start with some really down news, but we have to report it. The non-government group Global Witness said that in 2017, 197 environmental activists around the world were murdered.
Oh, my. So where, why, who?
Oh, bear in mind, that's four a week. And these are peasants, landowners, farmers, local activists trying to protect their homes, working against dam projects, big logging operations, big mining operations. 197. Also, just this past week, there's a man named Esmond Bradley Martin. He was a legend in hunting down smuggling paths for rhino horn and elephant tusks. He was stabbed to death in his bed in Nairobi.
And Peter, I thought I saw something in the news about an Iranian environmentalist who was killed.
Yeah, it's a Canadian-Iranian professor named Qavous Sayed Imami. He ran and founded the Persian Wildlife Heritage Foundation. He was brought in on espionage charges. It's not really clear what the espionage could have possibly been. And then he was found hanged in his solitary confinement cell. The family is not buying at all that he hanged himself.
No, it doesn't sound like that to me. Hey, what else is going on?
Well, let's turn stateside and look at the Prius. You know, the Prius was a phenomenon a few years ago, 2012, sold 236,000 cars. 2017, that number fell by more than half, 108,000 cars.
So Toyota is having a sales problem with the Prius? What's going on?
Well, there's a lot of things going on. Number one, the whole hybrid notion has spread to larger cars like the Camry. The RAV4, which is a crossover, is selling. So that's taken some of the lightning away from Prius. But also, you've got cheap gas. It stayed cheap. And if gas is cheap, people have less motive to buy a fuel-efficient car. Fuel efficiency standards have gone up in general, although watch out for that to change in the Trump administration. Competition from other car makers, not just hybrids, but also EVs. And the Prius designs seem to be less enchanting to the public than they were a few years ago.
Yeah, I got to say, it's not the most lovely car on the road right now. Hey, what do you have for us from the history vault?
Something that happened 100 years ago, kind of a sad event. The Carolina parakeet used to swarm over most of the eastern U.S. It was the only parakeet species that's native to North America. It met its demise over the years. So number one, farmers hated the Carolina parakeets because they ate apples and they ate other seed. They ate corn seed. Another reason is that the forests that they thrived in were being taken down for farmland and cities and factories. And finally, the third thing is that the Carolina parakeet, like most parakeets, had beautiful, colorful plumage. And that plumage was prized for ladies' hats a century ago. And the Carolina parakeet died out. The last one died in the Cincinnati Zoo in the year 1918.
And they're completely extinct. Why didn't somebody breed them or something?
Well, they were pretty easy to capture. The conventional wisdom is that they would have been pretty easy to captive breed, but that kind of thing just didn't happen in 1918.
Well, thanks, Peter. Peter Dykstra's with Environmental Health News. That's EHN.org, DailyClimate.org. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, Steve, thanks a lot. Talk to you soon.
And there's more on these stories at our website, loe.org.